First thing I want to say about that clip is, if you haven't seen it, then obviously the two dogs, they're like kind of the bad characters of the film. You've got to have a baddie in a film, haven't you? And they're basically the baddies of the film. But isn't it interesting that when they try and enter in to where Jesus is, they're, oh no, you can't come in. You're not allowed to come in. You're the bad, we'll perceive you as the bad ones. And then actually they kind of change their mind a little bit. So, oh no, sorry, you can come in. And the first one I'll say is actually there is space for everyone at the feet of Jesus. And I think so often I've seen this in churches where we kind of go, oh, we've got Jesus in here. And we kind of, he's nice and safe and we don't want to let anyone else in because they're bad and they might disrupt our baby little Jesus, our precious little Jesus. But there is space for everyone at the feet of Jesus. But do not then make the assumption you get to kind of stroll in with Jesus and you know, like think you know it all and you're going to tell everyone what's going on. Because actually the only way you get to come around the feet of Jesus, everyone this is on your knees. Because there is space at the feet of Jesus. But we talk about it, this is what worship is when you bow the heart. So you have to come into Jesus with humility. So first of all, church, don't be the ones like one of those camels, which is basically telling everyone, oh, no, you're not allowed to come in and see our Jesus. But also remember, when you come in, actually we come in with humility, ready to learn and what this means to be about Jesus. Then I kind of got thinking, really, and Christmas, it's weird. I love Christmas. Absolutely adore the whole season of Christmas. Absolutely love everything about it. The one thing that often kind of gets into my head and freaks me out a little bit is doing things like this, believe it or not. Because I start thinking, okay, what am I going to say? What can I say that's new? I've done quite a few of these, and I've done a few of Christmas assemblies, and I do Easter assemblies. And it's probably the most talked about topic ever, right? The birth of Jesus and the death of Jesus. The two most talked about topics ever. Loads of people do them. And I always come to that place of, okay, what can I say that's new? And I felt really challenged this year. And God was like, you're thinking about it all wrong. And I was like, what? He's like, you're thinking about it all wrong. You see, I started thinking about how can I please you guys? Because that's natural, isn't it? We're going to get a lot of people. So, we need to make sure we do this and we need to have this and tick all these boxes and get it all sorted because we're going to have lots of people. When actually I didn't really once think about, God, what do you want from today? So then, of course, I completely changed my whole kind of prayer time around this and I thought, God, what do you actually want for today? What do you want from us today? Because it's not about us, right? And I think that's what we try and get across at Christmas time, in that culture which is kind of telling you, you need the latest, blah, blah, and it's all kind of me-focused. We can actually come and say, no, actually, we don't want it to be about us. We've come here to celebrate the birth of a king. It's about someone else. It's not about us. And so I was saying, God, like, what do you want from us? And more importantly, what do you want to say to us? I think, was the big thing. Because we don't often think about it at this kind of time of year. I think a lot of us, we come out to these, and I've done this before, I kind of go out to the Christmassy services, and I like to hear a few carols, and have a mince pie, and get the lights down low. And I kind of get that kind of Christmassy feel. And it's kind of the nostalgia of it all. And it's like I can tick my kind of church box for Christmas. And I'm okay for Christmas. And then I come back out again at Easter, so I can tick my Easter box, and I can go away again. But God, actually, if we believe that God is alive and he wants to speak to us, what does he actually want to say to us today? And I really felt him say this. I grew up. It's time you guys did too. And I don't mean you, I mean us. I grew up. Not me, I'm growing up, of course I am. But Jesus, I grew up. We love to keep Jesus as a baby. Now, I've got a baby at home. I've got two babies, although one's very fast, rapidly not a baby. But the second one is definitely a baby, okay? 2 months old, classic baby, cannot do absolutely nothing for themselves. You have to do everything, okay? They spend all their time crying, sleeping, eating and pooing. That's literally a baby's life. Glorious, isn't it? And you just get taken here and taken there. Lovely, okay? But never once does my son challenge my sense of humour. Never once does my son challenge my political views. Never once does my son turn around to me and say, actually, Dad, that was a bit inappropriate. Never once does my son say, yeah, it probably wasn't great how you spoke to that person. It probably wasn't this. Never once yet has my son said, Daniel, or he would say Daddy, obviously, come on. Never once has he said, Daddy, I love you. He will come, but never once. But that's how we like to keep Jesus, isn't it? We keep Jesus as a baby. We all love babies. Oh, come on. There's not many people you meet that say, oh, you know, I really just don't like those baby things, right? Babies usually bring people together. There's a lot of family in it and stuff like that. But if you can keep God as a baby, what an easy life. Never once will you be challenged. Never once will you kind of have to think, oh, should I do this? Should I? He's a baby. I can just pick him up when I want. And then when he gets a little bit, oh, he's just getting a bit annoying now, I can put him down again when I want. And I really felt this year, God was saying, hang on a minute, I'm not just for Christmas. I'm sure there was an advert a long, long time ago about a puppy's not just for Christmas, right? Because people used to get in this habit of buying a puppy for Christmas and then kind of forgetting about it. God is not just for Christmas. God is so interested in our lives, right? He's desperately wanting to break through that facade of Christmas into the rest of the year and say, I'm interested in what you're going through for the rest of the year. It's just whether or not we want to always keep him as a baby or allow him to grow up. Because if we allow him to grow up, that's when the challenge comes. Because when he grows up into a man. And he goes to the cross. And he dies. And then he comes back to life for you and for me. And all of a sudden, the baby Jesus becomes a man and it's a lot more complicated. Because we now have got to try and get our head around, oh, hang on a minute. If this is true, then that means so much more for my life than just lovely little Christmas baby Jesus. We're now going to watch another clip, and it's all very much of a family. It's from a film called Talladega Nights. If you've seen it, if you haven't, you're not missing out terribly. But in it, he's saying grace for the kind of the family. It's not Christmas, but he's saying grace, and he can't get out of this kind of mindset of praying and saying grace to baby Jesus. Okay. Man, I've been looking forward to showing you that for a long time. It's good, isn't it? But it's interesting because we don't actually get to choose. It's like, I like to pray to baby Jesus. When you're saying grace, you can pray to whoever you want. Teenage Jesus, grown up Jesus, bearded Jesus, whoever you want. I like to pitch Jesus, what do you say, as a ninja fighting off evil samurai or something like that. And I like to pitch Jesus this, and I like to pitch Jesus. But actually, we don't get to choose. You see, it's interesting in a culture where everyone tells you it's what you say is right, and what you say is right, and what you think is right. Actually, we don't get to choose how we picture Jesus, because we're told in the Bible who Jesus is, and we're always greeted with that very real thing that he does grow up. We can't just pray to a baby Jesus, okay? We can celebrate him as a baby now and kind of sing happy, but I used to do this ridiculous thing with my brother. Every Christmas morning, we used to come down and sing happy birthday. Anyone else do that? Exactly, right? We sing happy birthday because every year it's like, oh, another year older for Jesus. And it's kind of always, we always kind of remember Jesus as a baby, but he does grow up. So, before we get into our last few carols, I'm going to invite Hannah up. She's going to explain to you about a charity.